The podcast world is growing bigger every day, and Himalaya wants to help you navigate it. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love and some future faves. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has got your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters some love with the Himalaya Tip Jar. It's free, it's the easiest to use, and we're adding cool new features every day. Go to your app store and download Himalaya. That's Himalaya. And don't forget to follow Worst First once you're there. Love, Brittany. Oh my goodness, the day has finally come. What you've all been waiting for, and when I say you all, I mean my dad, has been waiting for this podcast. He's like, can you please do something with your life? Please, anything. Worst Firsts. It's live. It's happening. We're here right now. We're doing it. It's amazing. I'm so happy. And look who my first guest is, guys. It's my husband. Who better? Who better than to share this first episode experience with than my own husband?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy the Guinea Pig Lee.
It's so true. I've always
I'm here first.
He's here first, and also just because no one else would come. So I'm like, husband, you're coming. I just want to give a shout out to my husband also really quick for getting out of bed today. Let's just give him a little round of applause.
Hey,
because
hey.
Honestly, most days we do not get out of bed. We stay in bed all day watching lots of CNN and yelling at the television.
Netflix.
Like, we're very much antisocial. So it's really great that you're here. Thank you for experiencing daylight.
Thanks for having me, honey.
You're welcome, Poopy. Oh my God. We just got married, so everything is lovely and wonderful, and life is great, so it's been really fun.
It doesn't suck.
You know, people were like, oh, you're going to get married and things are going to change. And I was like, no, things are exactly the same.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, nothing has changed.
Yeah. Although, which is good.
Yeah, which is great. Well, although we did have a really crazy honeymoon in Mexico, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I want to talk more about what Worst Firsts is. For those of you who are just tuning in, Worst First was a series that I did on my YouTube channel where I would talk to people about their first worst date, okay? Because everyone has one. Okay, or several. For me, I had like 3,000. So I was like, I need to make this a series. And then I found like, I was like, wow, a lot of people have gone through some crazy worst first dates. So then, of course, I go to my husband. I'm like, honey, tell me about your worst first date. And he's got quite a few. So I don't know, which one do you want to kind of kick off with?
Well, they're not really worst firsts.
Yeah.
They're worst first experiences, not quite date. Well.
Kind of a date.
Maybe kind of
yeah.
dates.
Tell the first one from when you were how old? 17.
Which one is that?
The Corvette story.
The what?
The Corvette story.
Oh, boy. Okay.
This one's crazy.
And this is so weird telling this to my wife. Like, this is some fucked up shit.
And I'm just sitting here like, that's like, fine. Keep talking.
She's like, really?
I just take it out on him later.
What did
give him like an angry blowjob.
What did she weigh? What did she look like? Like, all the questions.
I'm like, was she prettier than me? What was her name?
I know.
Okay, so start. Go ahead and tell them. Tell them how it started.
So here's this big, voluptuous, extra big, voluptuous.
BBW.
Black girl. Super cute face, but she's
a big girl.
Big girl.
Right.
And she drove a red Corvette. And you have to realize that I'm 17. I got no money. Motley Crue's just starting out, and she pulls up in this badass, brand new red Corvette. And I was like, oh my God. And she's like, I was like, Cuff, can I drive it? She's like, oh, you can drive it if you fuck me. And I was like,
wow, she just straight out said that?
Straight up said.
Without a beat.
You can drive it if you fuck me. And I was like,
she literally said, you can drive this if you fuck me.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was like, God, I want to drive that fucking car really bad. Like, really bad. So I take her into our ghetto ass apartment where we all four of the guys lived in. It's on Clark Street, at the corner of Clark Street and Sunset, where the Whiskey A Go Go is.
That's right above the Whiskey.
It's just a shithole.
What was it like? Just nasty.
What, the apartment?
Yeah.
It
was like in the dirt.
So ghetto. Like,
was it what they showed in the dirt? The nasty,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's just nasty.
With broken window.
Yeah, no, we're using hairspray. with a lighter to kill cockroaches on the walls.
Oh my God.
All our trash, we never bothered to take it down to like the trash place. We just put it out on the balcony and just stack up and get notices from the health department. Like, it was just bad. Really bad.
I'm so glad he's changed, you guys. Our house is spotless. Like, I can't even imagine him being this person.
It, disgusting. So I bring her into the house, or the, sorry, the shithole.
The crack apartment. Yeah. The crack den.
Yeah. And we start talking and for a little bit, and then she lays down on the floor.
In the living room?
Yeah, in the living room.
Just in the living room.
And the rest of the guys weren't home at the time. So I was like, this is my chance. No one will know. I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to drive the car and be like, this never happened. So
she just lays on the floor in the middle of the living room like someone could walk in at any time.
Yeah, on some really grungy-ass carpet. And I know. So, okay, if you just picture me, I weigh 155 pounds.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Lanky.
Right?
Tall.
And she's big as hell. So I get on top of her and I start fucking her. And I can't, like, really touch the ground. Like, if just picture, like,
it's like that yoga ball when you lay on the yoga ball.
Yes, that thing.
Oh, so my God. You guys, this is the best first episode ever. I don't even know if we'll be able to top this. Okay, just keep going. I'm sorry. That's just such a disturbing imagery.
It's, yeah, think of
the yoga ball.
Visualize it. Just trying to, like, I'm just trying to stay afloat and keep my balance. Just so I can do this and get it over with, because all I really want to do is drive the fucking car.
How did you get a boner?
I don't know, the power of a race car. I don't know.
Because
I was just thinking all kinds of other thoughts and just nothing about what was really happening.
Oh my God! Okay, so you're having sex with her.
Yeah.
Does it feel good? Like, do you like it?
No.
You don't like it?
No. I just want to drive the damn car.
But don't all vaginas kind of feel the same, no matter, like, what size you are?
Yeah, I guess. Kinda.
So it's
no,
kinda nice.
I don't know. Yours doesn't.
Mine's kind of crazy, you guys. Mine has, like, a face. I don't want to talk about that. Anyway.
Okay, next episode.
Next episode. Yeah. So you're having sex with her.
Yeah, and the guys walk in.
No.
Yeah.
The whole band.
Nikki and Vince.
Right through the front door.
Two of the other guys. Open the door, and there I am. Butt up, face down, just like, and they walk in and they're like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I want to drive her car.
No. What did she do? Was she horrified?
No, she was just like, yeah, whatever.
Did you come?
No.
Oh my God. So then you just got off of her?
Yeah.
And then got up?
You got up, went out, drove the car, and that was pretty much it. And that's... I don't know if it's a worst first, but it's pretty bad.
Was it worth it? Like, driving the car?
Hell yes.
Just
it was worth it.
I would have made her give me the car. I'd have been like, okay, if I'm going to have sex with you, you need to give me the car. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Where do you think this girl is right now? Like, I wonder if she's hearing this.
I have no, I don't know, but if she is, thanks for letting me drive your car.
What was her name? Do you remember?
No clue.
No clue. Okay.
No clue.
Not even a first name. We don't even remember the first name.
No.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Guys, you learn a new thing about your husband every day.
I know. And I can't believe I'm telling her this stuff.
I love it, actually. I think it's so crazy. Like,
I know. She keeps asking me, like, tell me more. Tell me more. I'm like, no, you don't want to. No, I want to know.
I actually, one time, like, before when I first started dating you, I Googled a list of everyone you've gone out with. Because there's a
list.
By
the way, Brittany is the internet search queen cop.
I'll find anything. Like, what you were looking at.
She's like, who's this bitch?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
why were you looking at clubs in St. Bart's? Like, I'll, like, go back and, like, look through your search history. I'm psycho. Like, I'm very psycho.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's a place I went to. My son's going. He's there now with his girlfriend.
I
wanted to know where I went.
And I'm
like, take it easy. I'm not. We're married.
Once
I love
you've been
you.
Cheated like, on, not, though, I'm you're, not, like, scathed forever. Like,
okay.
If you've ever been cheated on, I don't know if you guys have ever been cheated
on. We got to get rid of those scars.
I've been, like, scathed. I'm always, like, paranoid. I'm like, ah, must look it up. But whatever. No, I love him, and he's so sweet. He's like, go ahead, go nuts. Go through my whole computer. Go through my hard drive. Go I don't even my have a
password like, okay. on my phone. I just gave him my phone. I'm like, go nuts. We have the Knock same, yourself out.
We have like Face ID for each other on our phone. It's really great. No, it's actually really cool. Okay, guys. Well, with that said, on that note, go get your yoga balls and do a quick break workout on that yoga ball, and we'll be back in a few minutes with another story. Worst first.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, guys, we're back. Worst first. Uh-oh. Brittany Ferland's worst first. My first guest, my husband, Tommy Lee, the iconic drummer from Motley Crue, has done amazing other things. He has a new album coming out, which you haven't decided what the name is yet.
Well, I'm close.
You're close. He's close to deciding the album name, but let me tell you right now, this man is a musical genius, and I'm not just saying that because he's my husband. He's actually like one of the most talented people I've ever met in my entire life, and this album is going to blow your mind.
It is pretty sick.
It has amazing artists on it, people that you've heard of, people that you haven't heard of, and it's just powerful. It's going to be under Methods of Mayhem, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So stay tuned for that coming in April. April? Or should we say May?
End of April, maybe beginning of May.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that, guys. I will definitely be sharing more info on that. And it's very exciting. And The Dirt is out right now on Netflix. So much good stuff going on for you, honey. I'm like so happy for you.
Thank you, baby.
Thanks for taking the time to come to Burbank and do my podcast. Yay. So we were just talking about Tommy's worst first.
We're playing footsies.
Yeah. We were talking about his worst first experience. If you missed that, just go back and play it so you can hear that experience. It was bananas. And you have two other stories, but I don't know which one you want to tell, so I'm going to let you. You have the story where they chased you in your car. And you know what story I like better? I like the one where you were leaving a show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you tell this. Yeah. This is bananas. This isn't really a worst first date. This is more of like just a crazy story.
I think the two girls that hijacked the situation.
Don't give it away yet.
We're trying to get on a date.
Right.
All four of
right.
us.
Right. So it's kind of
a worst first.
It applies. Okay. So tell everyone what happened. This is amazing.
So we are at a record store.
Mm-hmm.
Doing an in-store signing, mm-hmm. signing CDs, all this stuff, right?
Where was this?
I want to say it was like Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it was there.
Sounds right.
So anyway, we're signing hours and hours. There's a line all the way around the place. And we finally finish and we have a show that night. So this is during the day. We go out to our van all four band members, tour manager, security. We go out to the van, and everyone piles into the van, and we're going. I think we may have been going to a sound check or back to the hotel for a minute, and then to the gig. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we all pile into the van, close the doors, and our driver goes to start the car, and it's just like.
It wouldn't turn over.
Like nothing. Nothing. And he's like, what the fuck?
The car won't
start. And we're all sitting in the car. Like,
what's happening? Oh, my God.
Like, this is great.
Yeah. There's like tons of hundreds of fans inside waiting to break through the door.
Yeah, right?
And, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, these two girls pop up from the very back of the van. It's like a passenger van.
Right, right.
There's like three rows
of seats.
Bench seats, and then in the back where you put your luggage. And these two girls pop up, and they have in their hand, one of the girls, both of them pop up, one of the girls is holding the distributor cap from the fucking engine.
Oh, my like, God. What a psycho.
I can't even believe girls even know what the fuck a distributor cap is.
I wouldn't. I just would have put a banana in your tailpipe.
They're like, we're gonna
make for the best.
Yeah. We're going to make it so this car doesn't, or this van does not move.
Wow.
They went in there, unhooked it, unhooked all the wires, and took
the distributor cap off. Somebody's dad's a mechanic.
Like, I was like, this is... So it is a worst first,
yeah.
But it's also epic.
He's epic
at the same time. Like,
how did they know how to do that?
Who? One of those girls engineered that.
Yeah,
it's genius if you think about it.
So they pop up with the distributor cap in their hand, laughing like, "Ha ha ha! You guys aren't going anywhere.
Yeah,
we're gonna suck all your penises, right?" That's what they wanted.
Pretty much.
Right. So then what happens? You guys are like, "Oh my God, were you angry?"
At first.
Yeah.
And then we were like, you know what? You guys.
Yeah, you're kind of amazing. Like, it's I mean, kind of incredible,
it's
right?
It's genius. Like,
yeah.
How did it, you would assume guys would figure that out.
Right.
But two girls, we were like, okay, this is awesome. You guys got to go, first of all.
Right.
But we're going to give you a couple front row tickets.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, come see the show later. But... we're not hanging out.
Yeah, they wanted, essentially. They're like, we don't care about the front seat tickets. We just want to have sex with you guys. Can we exchange that?
Exactly. Oh. Like, we're not having a date. You're not doing the whole band, but come see the show.
Were they cute?
Yeah, they were cute.
They were cute.
It was surprising.
It's kind of amazing. Like, how did they get into the front of the car? Okay, yeah. Right? So your driver had to be, like, taking a smoke break
they
or something.
They got into the hood.
Yeah. Took the distributor cap off, then got into the car.
Yeah.
And hid in the back. That's some crazy fan shit.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That is going the distance.
Is that your craziest fan story?
No, there's more.
Okay, wait. Can we just hear one more? Because I need this. This is amazing. Like, I'm living for this.
What?
Tell me another crazy story with the fans.
With the girls?
You want to tell me that one?
Okay.
These are crazy, you guys. Remember. He was in a rock band. People would, like, literally give an arm to have sex with one of them back in the day. It's crazy. Like, they would. It's kind of bananas.
The one in the limo with the...
You don't want to tell the story of the bet that you guys had on tour with the grandmother, mother, and...
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Guys, this is going to blow your minds. So hopefully you're in a place where you can handle this.
Yeah. Because put your helmets on.
Put your helmets on, guys. We're about to run into a car. It's about to be a car crash. Go ahead.
Okay, so we had a bounty set with the band. It was like, okay, whoever nails the mother and daughter, that's the team,
yeah.
And the, there were plenty of them.
Yes.
Would receive $5,000.
Okay.
And
so if you had sex with the mother and daughter fans... on tour,
yep.
Or whatever, you get $5,000.
Yes.
You could do it with the mom and the daughter.
And you have to realize this is in a time where we were getting like $20 a week. Like $5,000 was like, oh, yes.
Yeah, amazing.
Right. So that happened a few times with certain band members. I won't mention names. But everyone decided to up the ante where it went from $5,000 to... mother, daughter, grandma.
I'm going to throw up.
Hey,
let me take my teeth out before I shuck your wiener.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Grandma,
yeah.
The trifecta. The
yeah.
mother, the daughter, and the grandmother.
Yes.
You have to sleep with all of
yeah.
them.
And So that went up to $10,000. And if grandma pulled her teeth out and gummed you, it went up to $20,000.
How do you guys have proof of this? You just had to trust each other?
Certain things that, you know, it's the code of the road. They just, it's like what stays on the road.
Oh, my God. So the other band members would see you going into a room with the mom, the grandma, and the daughter, and they'd know.
That motherfucker's going to get 20 G's right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
And you just do it just to pull it off, just to get the money.
So you did this.
Honey, I can't tell you this.
Yes, you already did. So just tell me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't tell you. No, yeah. I'm never telling you.
Yes, you did.
No.
You pulled it off.
No.
You told me already that you did. It's okay to admit. Tell me how it happened.
I can't.
Please.
No.
The mom and the daughter, right, first approached you, and they were kind of cute. And then you realized the grandma was there, too. And you slept with the mom and the daughter, and then the grandma gave you a blowjob.
I can't.
That's what happened.
I can't
he
do this.
He told me already. He doesn't remember. Yep, and she took her teeth out for it, guys. It's my husband right here. I'm so proud. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy the things that he's done. Meanwhile, like, I've maybe slept with, like, maybe 10 people my whole life. I'm 32. And he's like, oh, yeah, I've had sex with grandmas, houseplants, goldfish, like, everything. Like, it's crazy. Oh, my God. I'm like, what hasn't my husband stuck his penis in is what I'm curious. He's probably slept with all you guys, too, and I have no idea. It's kind of crazy when you live that life.
It really is crazy.
Like, girls used to beg you guys to have sex with them. Mm. It's kind of crazy. Like, they would come backstage and be like, please. Like, they'd be naked in their dressing rooms, mm-hmm. like, begging them to have sex with them. It was just a totally different
time. You mean the undressing room?
The undressing room.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, you guys have lived incredible lives. I will say that for sure. And it was just a totally different time.
It was a very, very different time.
It's just so crazy.
Before cell phones.
Yeah.
Well, there were cell phones. But
they didn't have video.
Like, the big Motorola brick.
The brick phones, yeah.
There were no cameras.
Nope.
So no one had to worry. There was no Instagram.
Right.
You didn't have to worry about, like,
anything happening.
You know, stuff showing up the next day going like, oh, my God, what have I done?
Right. You guys were able to get away with murder, basically.
Murder.
You guys would have never been able to do that today.
There's no way.
Never.
And I feel bad for the bands, like, today.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Well, they can't cheat, like, that's for sure, because it's on TMZ the next day.
Here's me eating sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rock star.
Yeah.
That's so rock star,
They
dude.
Can't do anything. They have
no,
to
they
be.
No, they can't do shit.
I mean, which I kind of appreciate. Like, they have to be loyal to their wives, because, like, you never know who's watching or who's going to catch you going in an elevator or so-and-so's in your room or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of rad now, because there's a little bit more morality, I guess, only because they have to.
Yeah, which is cool.
But.
Much better for relationships.
Much better for relationships, but, I mean, you guys lived the life. Like, you guys got away with murder. You did everything.
Murder.
And didn't you tell me that, like, you would sometimes sleep with girls and they would steal your clothes?
All the time.
All the time. He said they would take, what, pants?
Leather
shirts,
jackets. Purses all fat as they're walking out.
And they would,
like,
just
yo,
steal
hold
your
up.
Stuff.
Is that my jacket?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Get my jacket back.
Just stealing your stuff.
But all the time.
That's so crazy.
All the time.
Because they wanted, like, a token of...
Like a little...
Like a keepsake.
Memorabilia or whatever, like...
Yeah, a little keepsake for the road. Like, you
I
were
got
like
Tommy's
the,
socks.
Yeah, like,
oh,
you were
cool.
The Grand Canyon. They got, like, a little tourist trip thing for the memory.
Better than a spoon.
Although I will say that the sweetest thing I think you told me was when you, like, hooked up with people when you were in Japan. Tell this how cool this was. This was, like, kind
this
of
This is
sweet.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
First time to Japan, which in itself is just epic.
Right.
Right? You're like, oh, my God, we're in Japan. Like, the cars, the people, the food.
Right.
Everything's so rad. And we're playing there. I think we're playing at Budokan, like, two nights sold out, which is huge.
Uh-huh.
And we go back to the hotel after the show, and it's just packed with fans outside. And there's this, you know. And I can't believe I'm telling you this shit.
I don't care. That's the thing. It's like, I'm so in love and we're, like, so happy that I'm like, it's totally cool. Like, this was in your past. You didn't know me.
Yeah, that was then.
If you would have knew me then, this would have never happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, hello. Right?
Right?
Guys, hello. Anyway, go ahead.
So this super cute girl is just like, she's like crying. Like, Tommy.
Oh my God.
Tommy Ree.
Oh my God. Okay, cut that part out of the accent. All right.
Tommy Ree.
You can't do that. Okay, we're going to cut out the racist impression.
Well, that's.
Okay, I get it. You're just trying to do an impression of how she talks.
Their L's are R's.
I get it.
Monterey Clue.
I get it.
Got it. Okay.
So then what happens?
So I just grab her. I just grab her by the hand, bring her up to my room.
And oh, my God.
I don't know. I got this bottle of Jack. There's a bunch of crazy shit in my room. And
you guys are hanging out, but you can't. She doesn't speak English, huh?
Nothing. Zero.
Okay.
So we're just, she's like.
Everything you say.
Everything's. Nothing. No, nothing.
Oh, my God.
So, and I'm just pouring Jack down her face like.
And she loves it.
Crazy. So we get all fucked up. So we do the thing.
Right.
And I wake up in the morning and I'm, you know, like after a night of drinking and doing all that, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I look around and she's gone.
She's gone.
First of all, and I'm like, yes, this is awesome.
Guys.
And then I start to like jump out of this stupor and I look around the room and I'm like, oh my God, when we went to bed, it looked like
a bomb went off
in the room.
Crazy.
Like there was shit literally everywhere.
Broken lamps, everything, right?
Like party room.
Right.
Tables tipped over, clothes everywhere, bottles, cans. And I wake up and I look around, my clothes are all folded on the dresser.
You slept with Marie Kondo. That's who you slept with.
Right.
She's like, before my tidying up days, I slept with Tommy Lee. And let me tell you, that's how I started tidying up.
Oh.
That guy was a freaking mess. Let me tell you. I was like, I have never had to fold so many pairs of socks. That's what inspired her show. I'm just kidding. It wasn't Marie Kondo. I mean, it could have been, but who knows?
You never know.
So go ahead. So you wake up. Everything's folded. Everything's beautiful.
Everything's perfect. And she's gone. Which is even more perfect.
And the room is just spotless.
Spotless. And
spotless. She cleaned and folded all of his clothes. She was wife material.
I don't think I will ever forget that.
Yeah.
To wake up after mayhem.
Yeah.
And look around and I was like, did that even happen last night? Was that a dream? Or?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it happened last night, but everything's different.
And didn't she leave you like a little note, like thank you or something like that? She left like a thank you note.
Yeah.
Like how crazy. It's so crazy. Like, thanks for letting me have sex with you. I folded all your stuff and put it away. Like, it's kind of.
Have a nice life.
Have a nice life. See ya. Like, literally the ideal situation probably for any guy. But wow, I think she might have been the Japanese one that got away. She sounds great. Honestly.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Good times, babe. Good times.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm so happy you came on my show.
Aww.
I'm so happy you're here.
Yay, baby.
I love you so much. He's had the most incredible life, you guys. I don't know if you've ever read his book, Tommy Land. It's an amazing book. It was hard for me to get through because I love him so much. Obviously, I got like sensitive at parts. But if you have, you know, whatever, Kindle or, you know, you want to do an iBook, Tommy Land, co-written by Anthony Boza.
It's really fun read,
it's
too. It's fun.
It's a great book. I mean, it's just so entertaining. It's dictated by his dick. It's literally dictated because his dick tells the story. I'm not even kidding.
Pops in.
Oh, yeah.
Pops up.
Pops up.
And tells different parts of this story.
It's a New York Times bestseller. So if you've never read that book, Tommy Land, I suggest you just go and check it out. It's a wild ride. Babe, thank you so much for coming on my podcast today.
Of course,
honey. I love you to pieces.
I love you.
You're my epic first guest. You told some amazing stories. And this is great. I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode of Worst First. We have so many more coming. And I cannot wait to share them with you. In the meantime, try not to go on any shitty dates. Or if you do, maybe we'll share them on here at some point.
Yeah. And don't let your meatloaf.
What does that mean?
Just don't let your meatloaf.
Don't let your meatloaf?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you can take it either way you want.
All right, guys, don't let your meatloaf. I don't know what that means. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We have to stop there, unfortunately, but I'll be back next week with some more Worst First episodes. I have some amazing guests coming up that you're definitely going to know, and I'm super excited to share their Worst First with you. So make sure to subscribe, rate, review, leave me a Yelp review, go ahead on Friendster, add me, Instagram. You know where to find me, at Brittany Furlan and at Tommy Lee. And we will see you next week on Worst Firsts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.